time for your morning briefing of junior mining and mineral exploration news. You are tuned in to Mining Stock Daily. Now, reporting from the Clear Creek Digital Studios in Denver, Colorado, here's your host, Trevor Hall.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and happy Monday. Trevor Hall here with the Mining Stock Daily morning briefing. It's April 29th. Last week, gold declined $65 from the previous week to close Friday at $2,347. The Mining Stock Journal noted that the entire weekly decline was accounted for on Monday as hedge funds that loaded up on gold contracts heading into the weekend dumped their contracts Monday after World War III didn't break out over the weekend in the Middle East. Silver declined a little over a dollar, closing Friday at $27.25. The Mining Stock Journal commented that the precious metals sector continues to work off an extreme overbought technical condition that resulted from the sharp move higher that began in early March. It added that it expects the sector to pull back or at least trade sideways for a bit longer before heading higher again. The mining stocks actually rose for a week despite the weakness in the metals. The GDX was up 1.5% for the week. The Mining Stock Journal said that it expects high volatility across all the market sectors this week, with the FOMC meeting midweek and the non-farm payroll report on Friday. We'll get to the news out of the miners and explorers here in just a moment, but first a quick word about today's sponsor. This episode of Mining Stock Daily is brought to you by Fireweed Metals. Fireweed Metals is advancing three different projects within the Yukon and Northwest Territories, including the flagship McMillan Pass project, a large zinc-lead silver deposit, and the Mac Tung project, which is one of the largest and highest-grade tungsten deposits in the world. Fireweed plans to advance these projects through exploration, resource definition, metallurgy, engineering, economic studies, and collaboration with indigenous people on the path to production. For more information, please visit fireweedmetals.com. And here's what you need to know this morning. Arizona Sonoran Copper has completed its inferred drilling program at the Main Spring, which lies within the Cactus Project in Arizona. The inferred drilling program confirms a continuation of the thick enrichment blanket extending south and up dip from the Park Salyer deposit onto Main Spring, as well as the presence of enriched mineralization. In support of a single mineral resource model, the drill program successfully connected the high-grade thick enrichment Park Salyer mineralization and the shallow lower-grade Main Spring mineralization, with drill results returning 368 meters of 0.56% copper, 436 meters of 0.32% copper, and 8 meters of 1.18% copper. With the final receipt of assays, a Main Spring mineral resource model is now being generated for its inclusion to the integrated Newton and Cactus preliminary economic assessment, which is expected next quarter of this year. Arizona Sonoran Copper trades on the TSX with ASCU and on the OTCQX with ASCUF. District Metals provided an update on the recently completed drill program on the Tomtebo property in the Bergslagen mining district in Sweden. Drilling commenced in February. A total of just over 2,000 meters and six holes were completed. District Metals and their drilling partner Boliden says they did encounter polymetallic sulfide mineralization in the Steffenberg zone, with hole 42 intersecting copper-rich semi-massive to massive sulfide mineralization over approximately 17 meters at the depth of 309 meters. They also noted holes 41 and 43 intersected meaningful widths of similar copper-rich sulfide mineralization as well. In addition, downhole electromagnetic results also show multiple off-hole conductors. District Metals trades on the Venture with DMX and on the OTCQB with DMXCF. And MSD spoke with Abitibi Metals late last week. This morning, they're back in the news with more drill results out of the B26 polymetallic deposit. Results were 0.93% copper equivalent over 26.9 meters in hole 335, and 1.35% copper equivalent over 19.75 meters in hole 336. The company says this confirms and extends the copper and zinc-silver VMS potential of the Satellite West Zone, located 500 meters to the west of the main deposit, and also demonstrates that the felsic volcanic complex hosting the mineralization is open to the northwest and represents a new expansion target with no historical drill coverage. Assays from 30 holes do remain pending. Abitibi Metals trades on the CSE with AMQ and on the OTCQB with AMQFF. West Red Light Gold announced its 2024 exploration strategy for the Madsen and Rowan properties in the Red Light Gold District of Ontario. At Madsen, the company will be partaking in regional mapping and geochemical sampling on the Confederation assemblage of rocks, which have seen very little exploration work since 2014. At Rowan, the company is planning up to 15,000 meters of surface drilling to focus on growth and expansion of the existing mineral resource. West Red Light Gold trades on the TSX Venture with WRLG and on the OTCQB with WRLGF. Grid Metals published results from its maiden drill program at the Falcon West lithium property in Manitoba. Drilling occurred at two locations, approximately 750 meters apart. The drill program was the first to focus on lithium mineralization since the 1950s. Drilling in the west at the Art Don target returned 3.7 meters, grading 2.83% Li2O, and 4.3 meters, grading 2.82% Li2O. To the east at the Lucy target, drilling returned 13.9 meters, grading 0.73% Li2O, and 5.8 meters of 1.32%. Grid Metals trades on the Venture with GRDM and on the OTCQB with MSMGF. Canadian Gold Corp announced results from its Phase 2 exploration drill program at the Tartan Mine, located near Flin Flon, Manitoba. We're going to stick with Manitoba here. Notably, drilling at the South Zone resulted in the discovery of a new trend where mineralization remains open and untested below 250 meters depth. That result returned 14 grams per ton, over 0.94 meters, within a broader interval of 3 meters of 5.9 grams per ton gold. Canadian Gold completed its Phase 2 winter drill program at the Tartan mine with 9 drill holes for a total of just over 4,500 meters. The Phase 3 drill program is anticipated to begin this summer with plans to continue expanding the MZ, HWZ, and to test the continuity of mineralization at the eastern part of the SZ below 250 meters. Canadian Gold Corp trades on the Venture with CGC. And Western Copper and Gold says that in connection with the company's offering of common shares for proceeds of $40 million that was announced on April 16th, Rio Tinto has notified the company that it will exercise its participation right in full, allowing Rio Tinto to maintain its interest of approximately 9.7%. They will subscribe for 2.2 million common shares of the company at a price of $1.90 per share for proceeds of over $4.3 million. Western Copper and Gold trades on the TSX and the NYSE American with WRN. All right, that's a wrap here this morning on the Morning Briefing. We'll be back later today. I got a number of corporate updates to share with you today as well, so going to be a busy day. The Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing is produced by Clear Commodity Network and Investment Research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. It is distributed throughout the world through your podcast network of choice and by our friends over at the Junior Mining Network. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Be well. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.